Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of October, recording at 9 p.m. That's still British summertime. Now, first the highlights here. We have seen the bulls back in charge after that brief respite yesterday, talking about stock markets. And we had gains pretty well across the boards in Asia. Ditto the European markets, with the FTSE 100 index showing one of the better performances, up 1.14%. Wall Street's closing out here just in the late run with pretty solid gains, 120 points on the Dow, 12.5 on the S&P, and 16.5 on the NASDAQ Composite. And elsewhere, now, long-dated government bonds, well, looks like unchanged as far as the U.S. 30-year, only down 3 ticks on the 10-year. These are futures, and the futures are up in the as far as the gilts and the eurobonds are concerned. So bonds are holding their ground in here, sort of. The U.S. dollar slipped a little bit in here today. That caused the, not much though, not much overall, but that did cause precious metals to rebound very sharply. They looked at the lower side of their ranges, their recent ranges here today, and closed out with good gains. Gold is up 460 in after hours trading at 737.90. The December silver contract was up 23.5 to 1359.5. Platinum 1379, that's up 5.8. So good gains here overall. The crude oil price is also back up above $80 at 81.7. And among the agricultural commodities, some mixed action here. Coffee, the excuse me, the Arabica coffee is down 5.5 as I speak, and wheat continued its correction in here today as well. Okay, so what's going on? Well, as far as global stock markets are concerned, the relief rally that the credit crisis seems to be largely contained, at least psychologically. I don't doubt that there's a little bit more toxic waste to be revealed, but those big write-offs by the various different banks have been met with rallies, and that's a very, very important indicator overall. Investors are assuming that they will soon get onto a very profitable earnings track. I'm not so sure, because there are clearly problems with the overall model, and I'm not so sure that they can reinvent themselves all that quickly. But nevertheless, markets are in an ebullient mood, which reflects not only the relief that I mentioned earlier on, but also the abundant liquidity which is floating around in the system. And as well as some of these developed country markets are doing, developing Asia is really leading the run here, with India very much to the fore this time. And the resources markets just continue to boom. So those fuller money themes are looking very strong. And I maintain that this is a benign environment for stock markets, and that barring an exogenous shock, is likely to remain the case through the rest of the year. That doesn't mean that there won't be some setbacks, but I don't anticipate any big reactions at this stage, put it that way, let alone a correction. And there's still a lot of people out there who were telling us only a few weeks ago that we were in a bear market for sure. and that had liquidated their portfolios and so on. So there definitely is, I think, some forced buying in here, not only by bears but by people who are too liquid and are scrambling to get back in once they have reestablished some reasonable exposure in these markets. No doubt we'll get a bit of a pause and consolidation. But to repeat that old saw, let's make hay while the sun shines. And it is shining. Now, government bonds, boring, but no problem here as far as equities are concerned. If there's any influence, they remain a mild tailwind. The US dollar, not a problem here right now. But if it starts to accelerate beneath the lows that we saw last month, that may start to become a concern once again. But it's I'm just talking about possibilities. I do expect the lows to be taken out. I do expect the dollar to weaken again, but it's not weakening at the moment, importantly. So this is not a headwind for global stock markets, certainly not for Wall Street. Maybe a bit of a headwind here for the European markets, particularly as they've been stressing hazards of the strong euro. Now, so psychologically, that is perhaps a factor. Now, precious metals. This looks very much to me like a consolidation. Every time we see a stab down in here during the dollar rally, which may not be over, so we may get a bit more of this ranging activity, but these metals bounce back upwards really quite sharply. So this does look like a typical consolidation near the former highs for gold. And I expect it to be resolved by a further upward break. And the steady performance of gold shares suggests that I'm not the only person who holds that view. And the industrial metals are strong in here today. Well, firm, I should say. I don't want to exaggerate. They're firm in here today. All are on the upside. And very different patterns among them. Lead continues to lead the way, whereas the charts of aluminium and zinc and nickel are more lethargic, but the nickel chart is almost certainly in a base building process, and I'd be surprised to see much additional weakness in the other two. And among the soft commodities, we may get a little bit of food price inflation fears respite. We certainly have seen food price inflation, and I think there's more in the pipeline over the long term, but this reaction that we're seeing in the wheat price just has maybe enabled fears to subside here temporarily. I don't think it'll be more than temporary. And the oil price remains generally firm, certainly in US dollars, but we have also seen some respite in gasoline recently, which is not a major worry at this stage, and that also will lead to a little bit more optimism, or perhaps I should say less fear concerning inflation. And I think that's pretty much it. Good action here for equities generally. That's the bottom line, and led by our favorite sectors. Meanwhile, all the best.